Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by GhostBed. To find the perfect mattress, check out ghostbed.com/ghost.
Today on a heart-racing episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, when a young woman's father suddenly passes away, she begins to search for signs. Was this search for signs just another way of grieving the loss of a close loved one? Or is there something more to it? Did she receive unrefusable proof that her father is alive and okay? On the other side, that story and many more on this haunting episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. If you like the show, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, sign up to be one of them over at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, new ones every week, the advanced episodes, as well as the whole archive, and it's all commercial free. So if you like the show, you can just binge away, get all the latest stuff, and the full archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. Again, do it at patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I was just lighting some incense in the studio, and I've got some that really smokes like crazy.
Uh-huh.
So in just a couple of seconds, this studio will be complete. It'll be like Studio 54 back in the 70s.
Well,
just a couple of seconds.
Nah, is there a scent to the incense? Please say it's not patchouli.
No, it's not patchouli. Okay. It's something, it's very, very strong. I know my dog doesn't like it, but I like to burn a little incense while we're doing this. It seems kind of spookier.
Is it because it makes it spookier, or is it like, let's keep the bad things away?
I do both of those things.
Both?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I should maybe do more of that. I don't know. I was in the house last night. It was late in the evening, and I was working on putting together a piece of furniture thing, and I was just taking a break. I was sitting at the kitchen counter, and all of a sudden, one of the pieces of wood just kind of like falls over, and it was resting really good against this chair I had it against. It really didn't make any sense why it suddenly would have the oomph to flip the other way. It wasn't like it slid, you know, and that kind of went down that way. It was like almost like a breeze or something propelled it to flip over the other direction. And I was like, what the hell was that? And nothing else happened, but I did witness it, and it was kind of awkward.
My sister literally just left here about a half hour ago. She specifically came to drop off some crystals for protection.
Really?
So that's what's going on in my life, right? Yeah. Yeah. So...
interesting. Yeah. I found that bizarre. And you said the other week, maybe I should sage again. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with, like, you know, every month, you know, you clean your toilets.
Yeah.
Or maybe more than that, hopefully. But yeah, you like when you do the toilets, go ahead and sage a little bit. That'd be a good thing.
Kind of make it part of the, okay, we're cleaning the toilets and we're saging the house at the same time.
Exactly. When you put the clocks forward, you always change the batteries in your smoke detector. Same mm-hmm. kind of thing with the sage.
What about this? What if someone created a sage a toilet smelly thing that you drop in, and then every time you flush, sage gets into the house rather than the big blue thing that go into like old toilets. This could do, you could exercise the house every time you flush.
I think, see, here's the problem. We come up with these genius ideas, and then we never do anything.
Flush away to the ghost. Flush away. Yeah.
Perfect.
It'd be great. Flush away. Yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first letter. It says, hi, my dad passed away suddenly of a heart attack in October of 2018. I live in Texas, and he in Tennessee. I immediately flew to Tennessee to be there with family and handle things. Several things happened while I was there, starting with his SUV. Since I flew there, I drove his car while mine was in town. When my daughter and I got into Dad's SUV to go to the hotel, the radio was playing the song from the Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me, with that part playing right when I started the car. Later that night, I was driving to get food and wasn't using GPS because my phone was in my purse. Not knowing where I was going and just driving, I pulled into the funeral home my dad is at by accident. Then after a morning with my daughter and I going to places, Daddy has taken me. The restaurant we decided on for lunch as we walked up to it was playing out the speaker, "Don't You Forget About Me." Dad's favorite color was yellow. I decided that we would release yellow balloons with messages for him at his celebration of life. After making the decision and buying the balloons and helium tank the next morning in the grass outside our hotel room window was a busted yellow balloon, 1 year and 1 month exactly after he passed. My phone was obviously hooked up to my car and was playing Christmas music through my Spotify. My daughter's dad called her phone and rang through my car phone and said Dad was calling. Her phone was not connected in any way to my car, so that call should have never rung through there. For a split second, I thought my dad was calling me, but I was confused and then lost it. I've noticed other signs here and there, but never really know if it's signs or me searching. I've had a lot of dreams with my dad in them alive and well since he's passed away. 6 months after he passed, this one seemed so very real. I was telling him how he passed away and he spoke, I'm right here. I told him about me seeing him, laying with him and holding him. I was showing him my urn necklace with his ashes and about my daughter's fishing hook urn necklace with the ashes in it. It was crazy because I didn't feel like a dream. And I've had several similar to that where he is here and not aware he's gone. All the other dreams are similar. They happen at a lot of first several months after his death. And now I will randomly have them here and there many months apart. But they are all generally the same. I'm with Dad, or he's there, or I find him in every one of them. I say to him, "But you're dead, you died." And he says, in one way or another, "I'm not dead, I faked my death." What even does that mean? Thank you all for taking the time to read my story. What if it turns out he actually did fake his death and he's hiding in Aruba and this is some sort of astral connection that he has with her?
He's trying to reach out because he needs his bank card so he can get some more margaritas on the beach or something like that.
Exactly.
You know, this story happens a lot when family members die. I've heard it over and over. I've experienced it too. And one of the words that the writer of the story said was searching. You don't know if you're searching or if there's things really happening.
Mm-hmm.
When my mom died, there were flowers. There was things being moved in our homes, all that kind of stuff. And you still step back and go, all right, I know this is happening. I know I'm not crazy, but is this her?
Mm-hmm.
And you always ask yourself, am I just searching for something? I think the real moral of the story is whether you're searching or not, there's still a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
And that person who has moved on is still communicating with you every single day. Just make sure and keep your eyes open.
Sure. I think a lot of it can be missed sometimes.
Absolutely, yes.
So, what's your thoughts on the urn necklaces and that sort of, or the ashes where, families like, kind of divvy up dad into different places and different pieces and all of that?
I don't know why that creeps me out a little bit. I don't want it to. I want people who do that to feel good about it. I could never do that. And for myself, I think that I want to do something totally different, when I die. So, I don't think it matters to the spirit or the individual who's passed.
Mm-hmm.
So if it makes the family feel better,
sure,
I think go for it.
Yeah, I think to each their own. Me personally, it's not, I think, something that I'd want to do. But if it brings comfort to someone, I see nothing wrong with it. I, however, would like to do something more along, because I don't want to be cremated. I'd like to be buried. But I am going to offer up like my toes and fingers to my family, and they can make nice little necklaces and brooches out of them. It'll just petrify it up. Like, what is that? Oh, it's dad's finger, right there. Or
so in pinky. Other words, you're part of the Ging family? Is that what's going
on? Yeah, I think I'm going to start a new trend is what I'm trying to do. So there'll be hopefully... I got 10 fingers. I could go up to 20. I could go up to 20 different people getting one of those pieces.
I could think of a couple more, but I won't bring them up. And then is that called getting geened? Is that what they call that?
I don't know. I should come up with a whole thing for it. And
I agree.
Yeah, that'd be great. And it could be like one of those things you hold over people's heads, as life progresses, where like if Harper really like upsets me, honey, you're going to get the pinky. You're not going to get the thumb anymore, you know, or the index finger. Like you can be downgraded or upgraded on which appendage you'd want. But I can also say, you know, I know you really wanted the big toe, but I'm sorry. You know, you didn't clean your room today. So, you know, when I die, you're not going to get my big toe.
You're going to get the small one with the nasty nail on it. That's what you're going to get.
Exactly. So clean your room. I think that would be very bizarre. Might get a few strange looks. Yeah. Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, Ghost Bed. We all know how important sleep is to our overall health and wellness. Trust me, it is. I was not sleeping well. I was, staying up weird hours and all that stuff for a while. And then I started really sticking to a normal sleep schedule. And I got myself hooked up with Ghost Bed and some of their products and their pillow, which I absolutely love. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Ghost Bed and their products, because they are changing the game in beds. They really are. Ghost Bed is made by Nature Sleep, an industry leader in the mattress space since 2001. Every Ghost Bed product, from their mattresses to their sheets and pillows, designed with cooling features, which I love. It's perfect. You sleep warm, like I do, and most people do. They've got a mattress dubbed the coolest bed in the world. Shipping is free and fast. You can try your mattress for 101 nights. You even get an industry-leading warranty up to 25 years. Yeah, you can't beat this. It's a family-owned business, sleep experts, 20-plus years experience, and that cooling technology on that mattress, it's amazing. It helps me sleep longer. I'm sleeping the whole night through now. I love it. They're made here in the U.S., backed by a 20 to 25-year warranty, two times the industry standard. Free shipping on most orders, ship within 24 hours. Not bad at all. Zero down, 0% APR financing. Easy financing on a mattress starting at only $35 a month. So if you think you can't afford it, you're wrong. You can. You can buy a mattress for like $35 a month. Check it out. Got that flash sale going on too. 40% off mattresses and adjustable base bundles, or 30% off a mattress plus two free pillows. Yes. To find the perfect mattress for you, check out ghostbed.com/ghost. Right now, Ghostbed is offering your listeners 40% off Ghostbed bundles, where you get a mattress and adjustable base, or 30% off site-wide. That's 30% off all mattresses plus two luxury pillows. Use promo code GHOST at ghostbed.com/ghost. Hurry, take advantage of these savings. That's ghostbed.com/ghost. And use promo code GHOST. 855-853-4802. Our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to another letter. It says, "Hey guys, it's been freezing lately, but I decided to write in and think of warm thoughts. It reminded me of a time during Christmas vacation when I dated a girl during my college years. We were straightforward with buying things we actually wanted that year. I didn't let my girlfriend know, but I had a gift on layaway and was shoveling snow before Christmas to pay for it. But it was all worth it, and I got my first starter jacket that year. Her parents live somewhere near Chicago. We went there for Christmas Eve and planned to visit my folks' place for Christmas Day. Everyone was enjoying the holidays and very welcoming. I found out her grandparents lived at her parents' house, so it was confusing to see the blend of various decorations along the house. They had a tradition where we all had to take a family Polaroid picture to remember each year and hang it on the tree. I didn't care too much for the dinner. Her grandmother kept insisting to make me eat more and more of her food that night. Since I was a guest, they only gave me a few Christmas cards and some boxes of chocolate. Nothing fancy, but still fun. I spent most of that time outside with her grandpa, who gave me the evil eye as he smoked his pipe on the porch. Then the inevitable trip to the bathroom, where I discovered that toiletries in Chicago were extremely loud and powerful. She had a little brother who went to bed early. Around then, she all started cleaning up, wrapping the paper, put the food away. My girlfriend wanted to stay the night there and sleep in her own bed. I didn't argue with her, but it is a unanimous decision for me to sleep on the couch. Got ready for bed as the living room was empty. It was easy to sleep after a nice drive and a full belly. I woke up before the sun rose to the scent of roasted coffee. Her parents were already awake, enjoying the morning. They told me it was normal for them to wake up, have coffee by 5 a.m. Just the smell of it was waking me up. They asked if I would join or like to join them, and I accepted the offer, trying to hide a long yawn under the blanket. Me and her dad were talking about sports. We stuck with baseball and basketball because we all knew The Bears have sucked over the last couple of decades. As soon as my girlfriend woke up for breakfast, I let her know that we planned on being at my mom's place by noon, which was plenty of time to mingle and get ready. Right after we finished having breakfast, I was trying to find my car keys, but they were missing. I started to notice that all of my belongings were nowhere to be found. I was getting frustrated, searching between couch cushions and retracing all of my steps around the house. It wasn't until her little brother tossed out the trash when we found my keys and the other items scattered around in there. We had to empty out the entire bin to make sure any other items may not have accidentally been thrown out. I was more worried about the car keys than any of the other items, but I didn't want to be ungrateful. So I made sure to get all the Christmas cards and other things they gave me. I searched quickly with my girlfriend and her brother because it was starting to snow and we weren't dressed warm. We picked up what we could, cleaned things up before getting back in the house. I went to wash up and get ready for the trip as they were in the living room talking. They thought it may have been her grandpa who did it, but I insisted it was a simple mistake, as her mother agreed with me. I made my way outside to scrape the frost off the windows for our trip. I wanted to head out before the weather got any worse. My girlfriend packed up a few things. I could tell she wanted to stay longer, but it was time to go. On the trip to my mom's place, we had to stop a few times. The weather was bad, and we made sure to call our parents to let them know we were taking a trip slow, just to be on the safe side. Gave us time to talk about things, mainly her missing her family. She told me they also found a Polaroid picture in the trash with my stuff. When we reached our destination, my girlfriend called her family, and they said the picture was found in the trash again. It was obvious that we had no intentions of throwing it out. Her family didn't blame us for doing it. They were just keeping us informed on what happened. It was a few days later when the picture was nowhere to be found. The more we thought about it, there must have been something or someone in there. They didn't want me around. I didn't date her long enough to find out any other answers. She took time off school, and my dad told me I had to be at full time or it was my ass. The both of us were really busy over the next year. Most of the time we just talked on the phone. Don't even remember if we actually broke up, but we ended up going our separate ways. I also won't deny that Madison is a party school, and she obviously spent time having fun with her friends. Last time I talked with her, she was becoming a teacher somewhere in Illinois. I think she was a substitute teacher at the time. I wasn't harmed or scared at the time, but it was strange. Thanks for reading my story. So, is this a paranormal occurrence, or is this just, you know, a grandpa that's like, get that kid away from my granddaughter type thing?
That's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, the skeptic in you would automatically think maybe the old man did it. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a kid did it. I don't know. But it's odd that the Polaroid photograph kept ending up in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I found that was kind of interesting is I kind of sound like the grandpa, the old guy, like sitting on the porch with my black, all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's totally me. That's totally me.
Yelling at children, get off my lawn, that sort of thing. Yeah. I tried getting a pipe, like an old fashioned type pipe. And I don't smoke tobacco, but there's other, there's one thing that I do. And I thought, well, maybe this will work. 'Cause I like the look of that. I think this just kind of has a cool look. Doesn't work very well, for that, that product, but it does look kind of cool.
And I was I've got several, for a number of years I was smoking a pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was a Sherlock Holmes kind of feel. My dad smoked when I was younger.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's some nostalgia to that. Whether it's good for you or not, I can't say. But
yeah, I like the smell. I have a candle that's like, I forget. I don't know if it's the cherry tobacco. It's one of them. And it smells just like, you know, that, like you have a pipe going. And I love that one.
Yeah.
But 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go over to a caller. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Tony and crew, this is Tom from Virginia. It's been a while since I called in. Got a couple observations on the show that I thought I might run by you here. One's a little convoluted, but I'll start with a shorter one. There was a show last week where you had a tape of Harper when she was very young in the back seat of the car, and you had dug up the tape, and she's rambling about a fire and escaping the fire or something like that. I tell you, it really struck me because it reminded me of a show I saw called Surviving Death, which was on Netflix, and it was, I think, 8 or 9 episodes, and they were all stories about different things regarding death, like near-death experiences, and they had one show on mediums. But I think it was the very final episode that was on reincarnation. And it was a story of two kids who were very young and naming names and places and describing things that had to do with their past lives. And they both grew out of it as they got older. I think by the time they were 7 or 8 years old, they had pretty much forgotten everything. And it sounded, it just reminded me of what, when Harper was talking in the back seat, it sounded, reminded me of that show, and sounded so much like those kids and how they were remembering things that happened. And one of the kids, his, that was reincarnated, the person he was reincarnated from, died a very tragic death, which involved a plane crash and all this. Anyway, you may want to look into that. It was just fascinating to me, the correlation there. And again, it was called Surviving Death on Netflix. And it was, I'm almost certain it was a final episode, if you want to skip through the rest of it. There's also a book that I'm currently reading called Old Souls, which also has to do with reincarnation. And they study these young children. You might be interested in that. The other story is, back in December, I had an MRI and gone in for a checkup and had kind of a high PSA reading. I had an MRI, and the MRI showed on a scale of 1 to 5 that I had number 5 prostate cancer, which was the highest grade you could get, and higher being a negative. And it kind of freaked me out, and they scheduled a biopsy. And between that and the biopsy, which was about another month, a lot of things were going on with numbers. I know I talk about coincidences and numbers that line up and stuff, but you're going to enjoy this. This has to do with your show. But I'd seen a lot of triple numbers, and one number in, specifically was 1111, and I had seen it over and over again on bills, on my credit score, on my clock, on my odometer. I mean, and I took pictures of it, so I've got this stuff documented. And I this is going on at the same time. And the day before I was to get results of the biopsy, and in all this time between the MRI and the biopsy, you know, I hadn't told my kids anything. And I wanted, you know, I'm holding out hope that the biopsy is going to show something different. But anyway, the night before I find, I go in for my biopsy results, a follow-up with the doctor. I had had several gifts from my sister and Christmas gifts, and I hadn't opened them yet. It was like mid-December. So I decided to open one a little early, and it was just a little box, little tiny thing. So I opened it up, and it was a cross. And I've always been a strong believer in God, but never a big religious guy. But I started wearing this cross, and I took it as kind of a sign. Maybe it'll bring me good luck, you know, get me closer to the man. So I go in for the biopsy results, and I'm thinking, it's just a question of whether I have to have my prostate removed or where I'm going to have radiology, all that kind of stuff. Turns out after the biopsy, I get a grade of 6. And it goes from 6 to 10, which is the lowest end of the spectrum, a positive thing. And it's a, he said it was a very non-aggressive cancer, and that I would be put into what's called an active surveillance mode. So my cancer, which initially I thought was aggressive and I lived with for like 1.5 months before the biopsy, you know, really expecting the worst, turned into not a hugely serious thing. You know, it's lower grade cancer, thank God. But again, getting back to the number thing, of all these numbers I've been seeing, 11-11 was the strongest one. On that day, I turned on your show and you were talking to Todd and you were talking about numbers popping up here and there. And the number you were talking about was 11-11. And I said, Jesus, look at this. And later that day, my daughter sends me the name of a person. She sends me a link to this person's website, and this person reads numbers, multiple numbers. The only number that she had listed on the front page that she analyzes, like 333-888, whatever it is, the only one she had that was more than three numbers was 1111. So, I don't know. You can call it. It's just the coincidence. There's no thing as coincidences. I don't know. But that was pretty strong. Now, I want to send you guys I want to do a quick EVP that I got. This is the very first EVP I ever captured, and it was in the school I worked overnights on the weekends. And the week prior to this recording, I had my first, like, ghost experience, I guess you'd say, with a female ghost. I don't know if it was female, but a ghost presenting herself to me, like, outside of the room I was in. I go up at 4 a.m. and take a snooze for 20 minutes. I've been doing that for 6 years. And on this night, I knew something was different. And the hairs on my arms stood up, you know, the lights were twitching and everything going on, like buzzing. And I saw a shadow in the hallway under the door. And the power went off in the building, just that building. And then I stood up and I said, you know, I got to get out of here, but you got to turn the lights on. And that second, the lights came back on. Well, the next week, I brought a couple of cameras to record it. I set one camera outside the door facing the door down the hallway, and I took the other camera inside the office, the camera and recorder. It was a little iPod Nano I used to use, which were really ahead of their time and really good for recording EVPs and video. And I didn't get anything in the 20 minutes or so I was in there. But as I was leaving, and I found out later when I played it back, as I was walking down the hall, I heard like a almost like a grunting noise, like I bumped into somebody. And then as I was going down the stairs, I heard a female voice say, I hear something. First, I thought she said, I hear you. But I think it's I hear something. And kind of tails off on the last word. But I'm going to play that. And I'll play it a couple times. And it may be difficult to hear. I don't know. I suggest that anybody listening has headphones on. That's the best way to hear it. And I'll play it once and go back and play it once or twice more. Okay, hold on. And it starts with me leaving the office. You hear me open the door to the office and walk down the hallway. So here goes.
I want to eat your pets.
Well, that was weird.
Why did I know that was going to happen?
Should we hear that one again?
Yeah, could you play that again?
I want to eat your pets.
Now, actually, his phone, like, I don't know, like, if it, like, when he was playing it, it was too quiet and then it hung up or whatnot, but we did not get the EVP. But I did think the rest of his story was very interesting.
Well, in numbers, I don't know. I know that we've talked about it on a couple of occasions. Do you believe in, like, numbers showing up and meaning something in your life?
I do. I just don't know what the hell they mean because I sometimes I question, like, you know, am I does 666 stand out because, you know, it is what it is? Or am I seeing it more frequently? There was a car in front of me the other day and that was their freaking license plate.
I'm like,
what the hell? And it wasn't like a vanity plate or something, like a funny one. It was like, that was their plate. It was like a state vehicle where they just have like numbers, and it was vehicle number 666. I don't know. I mean, I tend to see that a lot on receipts, where it'll be like in the like $6.66, or, you know, $66.06. Again, I don't know if it's something where because obviously we do what we do, that sort of thing's going to stand out more to me, or if it actually is like showing up more frequently.
I think it's like we were talking earlier, if you kind of close yourself off to it and you're not looking for it or not even aware to look for it, you may not necessarily see it. But mm-hmm. I think the minute you kind of go, okay, maybe there's something here, then it starts popping up in your vision all day long. I just had and for a while I was getting it constantly all day long. Mm-hmm. I've kind of gotten away from that a little bit because I've been really busy with some other stuff. But today I got a 333, which I haven't gotten in a long time. So mm-hmm. I do think they're little messages. Whether they're a message to yourself from you saying, hey, be present in life or whatever it is, or if you're getting messages from beyond, whether it's somebody who passed away or a protection angel or something like that, I don't know. But I mm-hmm. think it's interesting, and some of the meanings behind the numbers are interesting too.
1111 is good luck, right?
I think overall it's a very good thing. Yeah.
Cancer is a synchronicity. For instance, those who are seeing 11 o'clock often claims it's an auspicious sign or a signaling of a spirit or presence. I've been 11-11, I've been getting a lot, getting it pointed out to me a lot lately from my girlfriend, where we'll be texting or something and then she's like, oh, you sent that at 11-11. And it's like something, you know, encouraging or nice or whatever. And it's like, oh, it's just kind of funny. Like that was the text that was there at that time. But
I love the fact that you've got a girlfriend that's looking for 11-11s. I like that. I gotta meet this chick.
Oh yeah. She's cool. Yeah. We talk about this stuff. You know, she's not at all a broadcaster or anything like that, but she's into that sort of stuff. And really, we have really good long conversations about these things. It's interesting. But, numerology is something that always has fascinated me. But again, I don't usually know what it means when I'm encountering the numbers. It just seems off sometimes as to why I'm seeing it or when I'm seeing it.
Right.
But anyway, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. And help keep us on the air. We do greatly appreciate that. All of it's commercial free. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.